Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomer on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomer Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 15th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Martin Treaty Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so, after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KC2WI.
And VioVLW. Okay, there's two. We'll start at the top with KC2WI. Pete, good evening. What's going on?
Well, I just got back from town about 8 o'clock. Left here at 6:30, I don't know, after the, after 6:30, after the New York State phone traffic and emergency net on 3925, and went in for a big gourmet meal at Lloyd's of Lowellville, and then some grocery shopping. Boy, a big gourmet meal of cheeseburger deluxe and fries and a iced tea, and I had a piece of pie, which I don't usually have, but since I didn't really eat lunch, I was kind of hungry. It was $13.20, and I can remember when the cheeseburger deluxe and fries was about like $4.95 or something, and that was only... Yeah, it's year 2000 or so, because that's when I got here. So it was 10, 12, you know, and it was that way for quite a while. So less than 10 years ago, it had doubled. Anyway, went up to Lake Pleasant Sunday morning, because it got kind of late Saturday night. And went out and snowmobiled around. I rode about 80 miles. It was just really, really, really nice day. And everything I rode was, except for a few little spots, was real good. Lakes were real nice. I'm sure they're still real nice. And most of the trail, well, I shouldn't say that. A couple trails through the woods had not really been groomed enough, and so they kind of got beat. But most of it was real nice, and of course the weather was beautiful on Sunday. And then yesterday, I didn't really get out early, but I went out and I rode about 30. I went up to get a geocache that nobody had gotten, and kind of snuck up the backside of Oak Mountain, which is a ski area. Didn't go up the ski trail, but came back and did a few things, and drained the gas out of the snowblower, and the old snowblower that I left there for my dad to use while the other one was getting fixed. Drained the gas out of those. Put a little fresh, you know, like a dribble of fresh non-ethanol with stable and run them dry, and siphoned all the remaining gas out of the snowmobile, put 2 gallons or so of fresh non-ethanol with stable, and then went out to run it for a few minutes. I ended up riding about 10 miles, and came back last night in the snow. It was snowing pretty good up through Pasico and Morehouse, and actually getting on the road, and it never got real bad. And since they came down to lower elevations, it changed to rain, and intermittently rain, and then clear. So I don't know if that was my last ride or not. I certainly could go up to any higher elevation and find snow, but we'll see. And so that was it. So today was a work day, and Saturday was a work day. I don't know. Okay, Pete.
Yeah, remind me. I got to do that with my snowmobile. Get the burn out some of that gas, and then some fresh gas in there, stabilizer. Maybe I'll do that this weekend. Get that done. Have the kids driving around the yard until it runs. It's almost out of gas anyway. I'm right around the yard until it's out, and then we'll just get it all set up. As far as Bitcoin goes, I haven't really used it. I mean, I did pretty much the same research you did. I see people online accepting it for payments, but I'm not all that confident in virtual currencies yet anyway. We've already seen some of these large digital wallets get robbed, and people lose all their money. And this happened, as a matter of fact, didn't happen that long ago, here about a month ago. So I don't follow it all that close, so there's probably something there missing. But from what I understand, yeah, I mean, trying to mine for them coins today is you're going to end up spending more money on computing power than it's worth. And, you know, if you got something already there, then it's, you know, with a lot of power, then maybe you might have a chance. But, I mean, I would imagine you're going to have something pretty big to even consider it. So, I don't know. We'll see where it goes. But a lot of people have lost confidence in it. It's gone down in value quite a bit. So I'd be surprised to see it come back. But you never know. Anyway. All right, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in there. And we'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, what's going on tonight?
Hi, good evening, Jeff, N5AOW, and good evening, Pete. Sound like Pete had a well-rounded day. You know, he was talking about cheeseburgers and Lloyd's of London there and Lloyd's of Louisville. But anyway, talking about the price of cheeseburgers, I was thinking about that as he was talking. I remember when I was in high school, I used to go across the street. We'd play another school, and I'd go across the street to the diner to get something to eat. And I remember when this is dating me, I know it is, but, you know, I remember when hamburgers were 25 cents and a cheeseburger was a dime more, maybe a nickel, it might have been 30 cents, but it was pretty good. Good cheeseburger and with, I think, 15 cents extra, I think you got an order of French fries or whatever else you wanted. Worked out pretty good. But it just kind of reminded me of how things have changed through the years. Anyway, I didn't do a whole lot today. Played around a little bit with a few odds and ends. I was hoping it was going to get a little warmer, but it wasn't bad. But when that wind came up, it cooled down in a hurry. You know, just wasn't anything really you wanted to spend a tremendous amount of time outside in. Thought about getting on a sled, but I didn't think the trails in this area were all that good to get on. They've got a lot of brown spots in them. They got plenty of snow, but they've been chewed up, and I don't think the groomer's gone through since, so. That's pretty much it for me. I don't know what the temperature is. I know it was raining a little while ago. But, I'd rather see that than I would snow. So I'll return it to you, Jeff. B-O-W.
Well, I suppose, you know, 25, 30 years from now, kids will be saying how they used to have dollar meals at the at McDonald's. They still do. They still have the dollar meals there. But, well, anyway. Yeah, the prices go up. There's really no change in that, is there? I guess that's just that's the way it is. But, I've been waiting for the yard just to melt enough so I'll have a good path here to head up to the towpath and start walking again. And, you know, one bad thing about winter is it creates quite a big landmine field come the come spring, especially when you have a couple dogs. All of that seems to wait for you for spring. So we got to get out there and get the yard cleaned up, and I'm really looking forward to the snow getting melted so we I miss. We usually do that, you know, when there's not snow on the ground, we do that pretty much every day. We'll go out and take a nice long walk on the tow path and stretch the legs. So that's what I'm waiting for. I'm done snowmobiling for the season. I can tell you that right now. But all right, Bill, thanks for checking in. You have a good night, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KC2NVU.
KC2NVU, hey, good evening, what's up?
Sounded redundant there. Morse code first. Snowmobiling in April, what a concept. Must be that all that global warming. But I can't remember. I always have my snow tires off the end of March. But not this year. They're saying there's still snow in the forecast. We have a dotted line. I guess I need to put a new battery in the wireless thermometer. Last time I looked, it was around 36 degrees.
Yeah, okay, Ray. I see they were saying some people might get some flurries here tonight. Higher elevations, they're saying. But that's all right. Supposed to get right back up in the 60s, up in the upper 50s, lower 60s here on Thursday. So we'll just have to wait and see if that works out. But yeah, it's definitely one of the longer winters I remember. It's not that I haven't seen it like this before in April, but it's been a while. It's been a long while. And one of my aunts sent me a picture the other day. Speaking of funny winters, was me and her when we were kids, 1979. So a picture of me and her holding a sign saying Christmas 1979. We're standing right up in her father's yard. My grandfather's yard up in Conswellville, and it was green. You could have mowed the lawn that day. It was so nice out. There was no snow on the ground or anything. So, you know, you just have weird winters sometimes. What are you going to do? But, all right, Ray. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, I've been working pretty much straight through the day. I did take a break halfway through there, and I got to work here tonight. Not doing much here other than work. I did manage to get out there a little bit and walk around today, but I'm, like I said, I'm ready for regular normal weather again, you know, without any snow. And anyway, that's about all I have to report. So this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-in? KC2WI. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, a couple things. One is that, you know, I agree with your comments on the Bitcoin, and it's not really safe, and it's not worth spending the money unless you happen to have some high-powered computing hardware to try and do it. But what really, and the idea, I guess, is that people who have the currency, you can buy it from them using real money. But if I read this correctly, basically, forget about the fact that you got to have some hardware to do it. You basically can make Bitcoin currency out of nothing. In other words, you don't have to pay anybody anything, and you could mine stuff. And in the beginning, that's the way it was. So, I understand how people, paying real money for people who already have, Bitcoin currency, how the Bitcoin currency acquires value, but how did it acquire value in the first place when all you had to do was run this program on your computer? Apparently, it didn't have much value, and one of the tricks to that is this, what do they call it, exchange or whatever, the Mt. Gox, which is really abbreviation for Magic, Magic the Gathering online exchange. well, you kind of know, you know, where that, I mean, that to me is hokey. So I don't know, maybe you understand it more, or maybe you're agreeing with me there, but it is kind of an odd thing. And, you know, I was thinking just before, I may go snowmobiling, but I never did get out on cross-country skis at all, and I didn't do much snowshoeing either, so maybe if the sun comes out, I'll just come up the hill, you know, Confusion Flats or someplace, and go cross-country skiing in the sun. You know, you were mentioning walking. That would be kind of nice before the mud goes away. So anyway, that's my comment. KC2WI.
Yeah, I'm not 100%, I don't know 100% how it all works, but basically, yeah, in the beginning you would deposit those coins as you mined them, but, you know, you're right, they weren't, you know, they weren't worth that much, and as they, you know, took off, you know, the rarity of the coins themselves creates the value, so, it's really, I mean, they're really, there's nothing there to touch, there's nothing tangible to touch, you know, until you actually eject it out of your ATM machine, and then you get some cash. But I don't know, I find I like the concept because, I mean, really, if you think about it, it's not that much different than paper money. I mean, that paper is really not worth anything. It's not backed up by gold. It's really about the same thing, you know. It's tangible in the sense that, yeah, you can touch it, but it doesn't really have any value, you know, other than it being a piece of paper. So I think the future is not going to be Bitcoin, but I think in the end it is going to be some sort of world currency that's going to be more digital than tangible. So we'll have to see, though. But right now, I'll keep my money on the greenbacks and, you know, things, you know, commodities that you can touch, like gold and stuff like that. So I don't, I haven't seen anything yet to tell me that it's safe enough to you know, put any money in. And a lot of people lost a lot of money there with the Mt. Gox issue, so I'm not gonna play around. If I had some play money, then maybe I might take around, because it's more like investing than anything else. You, right now, you get them Bitcoins and you hope for them to, you know, double in value or triple in value. Whether they do or not, you know, that's to be seen. I mean, they have, but then when they had that big issue where a bunch of the wallets were compromised, then they lost value almost overnight. So they're very volatile. If you like to gamble, then maybe that's something for people to tinker with, but I'd rather keep my money in something a little safer than that. Well, by the way, as far as online gambling goes, I guess the state of Nevada is going to allow online gambling at some point, as long as they can prove you're physically in the state. I'm not sure how that's working out, but I was reading about it when I was in Vegas. So, all right, are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this is the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net and return the frequency of regular average use. I want to thank Pete, Bill, and Ray for checking in. IC73, Bill's listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
WQZXN making a call for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, currently being held on the 17 machine. And as always, we're looking for check-ins up here on the Boonville 655 machine. Station for Accent, call now, please.
This is KC2WI, no traffic.
And 5AOW, no traffic.
KC2NVU, good evening, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Excellent, full house this evening. KC2WI, good evening, Pete, N5AOW. Okay, C2NBU and N2WBS. Thank you all for checking in. Anybody else for Axon before we head back? All are welcome. Very good, gentlemen. Thank you very much. And 73 to all. W2 ZXN QSY.